Hello, beautiful souls. I'm here again with a new affirmation of the day. And it's very interesting. Like today when I channelized and I got the affirmation from the book, it is about buffers and reserves of resources which we need in our life. So first I'll explain what exactly it is and then I will let you know the affirmation. So sometime what happens that we as a person are not able to, you know, get enough of anything. It can be anything. It can be finances, it can be emotions, it can be love, care, affection, attention, it can be relationships. It can be anything. Now again the point is, what are you lacking of? Because mostly people are suffering because of the financial issues or the relationship issues. And the third comes, the office tension. Right? So, in which area of life are you manifesting a tight rope walking? And why? Why are you manifesting a life where you have to be very cautious and very balanced and you have to be very, very, very alert while you are doing anything? Do you want that? Do you really want that in your life? Or you want to live your life freely and enjoy it in a relaxed way? Now, if you are having the tightrope walk kind of a life, then what is the benefit of that? And how can you manifest the same benefits in an easy and comfortable way? With an easy and comfortable lifestyle. So first of all, it appears that you have got used or addicted to the high experienced by a tight rope walk to manage your resources in a stressful manner where you cannot have any room for taking life easy even for a few moments during your day. For example, the tightrope walking could be in finance management where you will have just enough funds to cope up with the expenses in a timely manner, or time management where you have just enough time to cope up with your commitments. Tightrope walking certainly helps you in a huge ego kick of being able to manage with the precautions, availability of resources and sailing through a challenging time on an ongoing basis. However, do you really need that kind of environment and difficulty in resource management to prove yourself or others how efficient you are? Don't you think that you can enjoy a comfortable cruise on a highway called life? So, as I have already mentioned so many times, that whatever we are thinking, we are feeling, is we are attracting also in our life. So if a person has a thought pattern of I have to wait for so many things, you know, I have to wait for everything. I have waited to, you know, get a success in my life. I have waited for so long to get married. I have waited for so long to get a good job. I have waited. So the pattern is of I have to wait, then only I will achieve or receive the things. No. Because you are having that kind of thought process. That is why your vibrations, your energies, your auras are also in the same wavelength, and that is why you are attracting these kind of situations in your life where you have to wait for certain things to happen in your life. Now, some people will say that how can you say, like, just because we are thinking or feeling, we are attracting. Of course, this is how it works. But how this thought pattern comes in your mind? Obviously, that is because of some experiences. Because if you are not having any kind of experiences, negative experiences in life and associated, you know, feelings and emotions with that experience, we will not have that kind of thought process and we will not attract certain things in our life. But it all depends on what you are thinking. If you are thinking positive, you will attract positive. So, this affirmation is for all people, or you can say this affirmation is for everybody who want a beautiful, easy, relaxed life where they have everything in abundance. not only finances, but everything in abundance. So, if you want to write this, you can write the affirmations. If you want to recite it, you can recite it. But again, the rule is 21 times, thrice a day. And right now, the segment which I am taking on is the affirmation of the day. So, you can do it within 24 hours, 3 times a day, before going to bed, after waking up, and then in between whenever you have time. If you're writing it, then it's very nice, because when you write it, the tip of your fingers, it will directly send the messages to the subconscious mind where all the files are stored. So the affirmation is, I intend and invite enough buffers and reserves of resources to enjoy a relaxed life. So when we say that I intend and invite enough buffers and reserves of resources to enjoy a relaxed life, it means somehow we are giving the signals to the universe that I am inviting and I am keeping that intent where I receive everything in a way where I have reserved resources of everything to enjoy and have a relaxed life. From every aspect, it can be finance, it can be relationships, it can be beautiful, you know, thought, it can be positivity, anything, it can be health, anything. So I'll repeat the affirmation for a few times so that you can write it down, or you can recite it 21 times if you are able to learn it. I intend and invite enough buffers and reserves of resources to enjoy a relaxed life. I intend and invite enough buffers and reserves of resources to enjoy a relaxed life. I intend and invite enough buffers and reserves of resources to enjoy a relaxed life. I intend and invite enough buffers and reserves of resources to enjoy a relaxed life. So this is it for today. Please don't forget to recite the affirmations. If you feel like reciting this affirmation, if there is any resonance with you, then you can recite the affirmations as many as times in a day. There is no problem in that. Because the more you recite, the more you will be able to change your pattern of thoughts. And when you are able to change the thought process and patterns, you will be able to attract the things which you deserve in your life. Right? So this is it for today. Till then. Till we meet again, let's hope that everybody is keeping safe, staying safe, and yes, have a beautiful day, have a beautiful, blessed life ahead. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay blessed. See you tomorrow.